This is Earth on the Air, an environmental news radio program with Janice Kane.
Top environmental news item. Portland, Eugene, and Seattle Earth First organizations rallied at the Portland Fish, Timber, and Wildlife Service headquarters. The purpose of the demonstration was to expose the need to list the northern spotted owl as an endangered species. The agency has until May 1989 to present scientific evidence that would support its decision not to add the owl to the endangered species list. Thursday, February 9th, I had the pleasure to attend a lecture by Lou Gold. Lou Gold is a gentleman who is dedicated to drawing attention to the plight of the old-growth forest ecosystems. He strives to mobilize support for the creation of a Siskiyou National Forest in Oregon. Lou is a former college professor who taught American government and politics at Oberlin College in Ohio and at the University of Illinois. In 1983, he became a wilderness activist helping Earth First.
How does a professor of urban politics become a mountain man?
I grew up in Chicago, and my fascination was with the cities. And I learned about urban politics and taught that in the cornfields of the Midwest. And finally, I was tired of politics and citizen participation in the planning process and the cornfields. And, like everyone else, I looked at those maps out west and saw those big green areas with very few roads and said, that's where I want to run away to. And I went out to southern Oregon. And then I was really surprised when people said, these trees aren't going to be here very much longer. They're going to be cut and they're going to be replaced with tree plantations in which Douglas firs are grown in the style of the cornfields of the Midwest. And I just had to do something about it. So I'm traveling around and saying, in effect, that environmentalism is no longer a spectator sport.
What is the importance of what you're doing?
One of the myths that we've been fed is that forests are renewable resources. And they simply aren't. You know, you watch the timber industry ads. We're the tree-growing company. We plant 400,000 trees a day. Well, this is confusing trees with forests. You can grow trees and then cut them down at a young age and have a crop. But a natural forest, an old-growth forest, takes 300 to 350 years to come into being. And when you cut one down, that's it, even for your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Another myth is the notion that we have to choose between the economy and ecology. In the last 10 years in the Pacific Northwest, we have increased the amount of trees cut by 10%. The volume of cut has gone up 10%. But the employment in this industry has decreased 13%. And the reason is because we're automating and we're mechanizing. And another reason is because we're sending 4 billion board feet of whole unprocessed logs out on the ships to the Far East. Even in the third world today, in places like Indonesia, they do not permit this practice because they want to make sure that if they do use their own local resources, that those resources are turned into jobs for their own local people.
What can we do? How can people get involved?
If we want to protect the little bit that's left, it's going to take direct action. We have to take things into our hands. We have to lift pens and write letters. We have to support groups. And the important thing is that people do get involved. There is not a question of which style or which tactics are best. In other words, everyone should go with that which feels best for them. For me, I like to sit on a mountain for 4 months of the summer and then run around teaching for 8 months. That's me.
If you would like to support Lou Gold's efforts in the fight to make the Siskiyou Forest a national park, please contact either Earth First or the Rainforest Action Network in Seattle. And if you are concerned about the potentially paralyzing policy of using timber profit taxes to fund schools, attend the news conference presented by Concerned Citizens for Schools in Old Growth Forests. The public will learn more about their request for a revision of the state constitution, which presently bases its school funding largely on the timber industry. They are also making a statement that there should be a moratorium on the harvesting of old growth forests. This talk is scheduled for Tuesday, the 28th at noon, and will be held at the Good Shepherd Center in the university area.
Earth on the Air is produced by volunteers who are concerned about the environment. If you have questions, suggestions, concerns, or would like to volunteer, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Earth on the Air in care of KCMU, Seattle, Washington, 98195.